This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. China's largest Bitcoin exchange called BTC China has been forced to stop taking the country's currency. The move follows a reported meeting this week between payment processing companies in the country and the People's Bank of China, and a decision by national financial agencies in the country earlier this month that effectively banned dealing in Bitcoin. The so-called cryptocurrency, which we've been looking at all week, seems either on the verge of collapse or going to the next level. So which is it? Eric Posner is a professor of law at the University of Chicago, has been studying Bitcoin. He says people should stop thinking of it as a currency.
It's more like a payment system that people can use to transfer dollars from one place to another. And the way you transfer your dollar is you buy a Bitcoin, ship it through the internet, and then the other person gets it and converts it into a dollar.
How might something like this become regulated?
One obvious way, which we've already seen, is that governments can regulate the exchanges. The exchanges are absolutely essential. If I'm a merchant who accepts bitcoins, I want to be able to immediately convert my bitcoins into dollars. But if an exchange exists, there's got to be servers, there's got to be employees, there's going to be even a building somewhere with people on it. And the government can go after those things.
Won't that mean that we'll attach all sorts of accoutrement that will actually undermine its basic use, which is frictionless transfer of money from one party to another?
It will weaken that particular feature of Bitcoin. But if you think of it as just a very useful mechanism for transferring value from one place to another, then regulation will not undermine that goal. It will actually improve that by making the use of bitcoins more secure, protecting people from some of the illegal or undesirable uses of bitcoin, for example, to finance criminal activity or to buy drugs.
So why are you not bullish on bitcoin as a form of currency?
Bitcoin would work as a currency only if the government could control its supply. So if there's a recession, for example, you need to increase the money supply. And if there's a boom, you need to reduce the rate at which money grows. If the government has no control over the supply of the money that people use because people use Bitcoin, it won't be able to use these instruments to help control the economy. I don't think the government would tolerate that. And I don't think the public would want the government to give up this important instrument. And so I think the government would find a way to ensure that bitcoins did not replace the dollar as our currency.
Eric Posner is a professor of law at the University of Chicago and has been looking at Bitcoin. Professor Posner, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We've got lots more on Bitcoin, from who's holding it to how you make it to who you can pay with it. It's all at our website, marketplacetech.org.